I do a recital once a year as a solo cellist, and I think about 6 months in advance what I want to play. And the past 2 years, I've played almost all Bach. Since I had done my rotation of the Bach cello suites, I was looking for other things. And looking back in the music that I purchased over the years and my YouTube playlist, Greatest Hits, I saw that some patterns beginning to rise. The first one was the Ricercata Decima by Giovanni Battista. And I like to start off recitals with an earlier music. And this is a piece that actually one of my students brought into me last year. And she played it for me, and I listened to it on YouTube, and then it really captured my imagination. So I decided to program it first. The second piece, the Ligeti Solo Cello Sonata, is something I discovered on YouTube. I had heard of it a little bit, but I watch a lot of professional cellos on YouTube to see if I can pick up tips from them. And I came across this piece, and I just fell in love with its grand gestures, and it starts off very slow and ends very fast, and I was just completely captivated by it. And this was probably September, October of this year, and I just thought, I have to play this piece. It just really got inside me, and I want to share it with other people. And then the final piece in the program, the Gaspar Cassado Solo Cello Suite, I actually heard in 2000, the fall of 2000, my teacher in college, David Carter, played it on a recital, and it was another piece that just captivated me from the first time I heard it, and I've listened to recordings of it over the years, and I realized that this is a good year to perform it. And with headline or motive of a New Year's resolution or a playlist, I decided the cost would be a great thing to end the program with, especially since I've been thinking about it for so many years now.
Well, it seems like for a New Year's resolution, it came together pretty quickly.
It did. And that's maybe part of the strategy, too, that when you do your New Year's resolution, the last time you have to think about it.
And was there a big change between you sort of learned all these pieces as a listener first, and then were you still as enthralled by them or even more so once you learned them as a performer?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say I moved from enthralled to infatuated. There's a kind of a sparse elegance to the Battista, the Ricercata Decima. And the more I played it, the more I felt the dance aspect of it, and I see a whole story of dancers in my head actually while I'm playing. That's kind of the imagery that I use. And then the Ligeti, especially, since it's more modern harmonies, it takes a couple of listens and a couple of times playing through to kind of see the overview of it. The more I've played it, the more I just absolutely love it, and there's so many intricacies and little parts to it that are just beautiful. And the Cassado, I just grew to love more than I have in the past. I love its passion and its profound storytelling, and I love the Spanish aspects of it. There's definitely some Spanish guitar in the last movement, and it gives a lot of room for interpretation and self-expression.
And any thoughts for people who are maybe not quite as up on their New Year's resolutions, just in the vein of, I wanted to do this, and now it's happening?
Yeah. Well, as most people would experience, I also have had New Year's resolutions that take a little longer to achieve. What I think for New Year's resolutions, the best thing to do is to have a very small achievable goal and tell yourself, I'm going to have it done by this time. For this this concert, I actually set the date last June so that I had something here I knew I had to be ready for at that time. And so even though it seems to be happening quickly after the beginning of the year, I had told myself I was going to do this a long time ago. But I also, in terms of following up on New Year's resolutions, the best thing to do is to have a very small, achievable goal and give yourself a deadline. And then that kind of good feeling about achieving it will then propel you to more things.